You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantek.
If you think kids will only eat fresh apples, bananas, and carrots, well, think again. More and more kids are open now to eating greens and other veggies, including some surprises that would be squash and mushrooms. Yes, kids are beginning to eat that as well. Here to share her experience with turning kids into produce lovers is Amanda Kiefer, Director of Marketing Communication for Produce for Kids. Amanda, so glad you're in our kitchen today. Please tell us the story behind how Produce for Kids was created.
Sure, and good morning, and thank you so much for having me. I'm, you know, very lucky to work for organizations such as Produce for Kids. The company was created in 2002 as a way to bring the fresh produce industry together to raise funds for children's nonprofit organizations. So, you know, we've been around now for about 13 years and have a strong philanthropic base where we've raised over $5 million for children's nonprofits across the U.S., like Feeding America, Children's Miracle Network, and DonorsChoose.org. Over the years, Produce for Kids has evolved. You know, from that, we still have our philanthropic base, but we're now to the point where we are a healthy eating resource for families across the U.S. and the world, continuing to put out recipes that incorporate fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, you've done a great job. And let's get right to it. Let's wake a few people up and say, yeah, you know what? Kids are eating more than apples, bananas, and carrots these days. Give us your take on that.
Well, you are definitely right. And some of the, you know, fruits and vegetables I can think of offhand, especially in our home, that are favorites are edamame, which, you know, are readily available in most grocery stores. Kids love to pop the beans out of the shell. Snap peas are great. They are crunchy. They usually have, that great flavor. Mini sweet peppers, because, you know, all kids love dipping. So mini sweet peppers are perfect for the lunchbox to chop up and dip those. And then something really unique that my children have loved over the past year are pomegranate arrows, which seems intimidating. I know cutting a pomegranate isn't the easiest thing in the world, but many companies have grab-and-go snack packs now in the produce department that you can pick up and put into the lunchbox or take on the go. So those are just a couple of the things that we've seen that, you know, outside of the bananas and apples. But, you know, I truly believe that any fruit and vegetable could be attractive to a child. It's really just the way you introduce it and present it to them.
That's so true. A lot of times it's the way we present it that's going to invite them into trying some of these not so common fruits and vegetables. So I think there's a lot of parents out there listening that maybe have been stuck on the apples and bananas. So do you have a couple of tips to give them on, you know, just take them to the grocery store and let them pick something new? Or what would you recommend to get them to eat, like your kids are eating, the mini sweet peppers? That sounds delicious.
They are delicious. So I do have a couple tips, and I know while taking your children to the grocery store doesn't always sound like the most fun thing to do on a weekend afternoon, I do strongly recommend, if you can, and maybe if you do your big grocery list another time and take the kids over and really let them explore the produce department and pick out a few different things to try and take those home. And they'll be excited to try those, I promise. We've been at Produce for Kids. We've done a few video segments with my older daughter. She's really into the weird fruits and vegetables. So she'll go in and find a cactus pear or the Buddha's hand. And even, you know, we did persimmons this year, which are things even myself, you know, I was not familiar with. But we kind of looked, well, okay, where does this come from? How do you use it? And then we were both able to learn something, and it was a really cool experience. I think getting your kids involved in the meal planning and in creating the recipe when they have ownership of it, you know, like all of us, adults included, if you create something, it's going to be really hard for you to, you know, look at it and admit that it doesn't work or that you don't like it. So I think getting them in the kitchen and letting them, you know, help create those things will really give them that sense of building something and putting a recipe together and what it takes, and then, you know, seeing that come to life.
I love all that you're saying, and it reminds me of, I know there's a guy named Farmer Jay who takes kids to the market, farmer's market, and I've heard other people do it. They give the children $5 or $3, and they say, okay, go pick out something that you want, and let's bring it home, and let's do exactly what you had just described. This is find a way to serve it so that it's just delicious, and there are lots and lots of ways to do that. You mentioned dips earlier. You definitely can use those sweet potatoes or sweet peppers for dips, and many other raw vegetables serve that way. I just want to mention squash, because some people say squash, no, but if you slice that I have found, and I'd be interested in what you do, that summer squash, the yellow squash or zucchini, and you saute with butter, a little salt, or it can be just delicious. Have you worked with squash with your kids?
We have, and there are lots of different things that you can do with squash. We like to bake it, just like slice it really thin and bake it. You mentioned zucchini. My daughter, she likes sprinkles in her pancakes. So for a while there, it was okay, and then I thought, okay, we need to, you know, stop with the sprinkles and the pancakes. And I said, what about zucchini sprinkles? And at first I thought, this isn't going to fly. But then we started grating the zucchini, and she really enjoyed it. And so now she's, what kind of sprinkles can we make today? So I think,
wow,
you know, making it fun and including it in even a simple recipe like pancakes, you know, is something really cool.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the truth there. You don't have to complicate things. Sometimes keeping it simple helps, you know, make the difference, because you can invite the kids to help you with the grating of the zucchini. It's funny you mentioned the zucchini and squash, because in my house there was no zucchini until Ellen actually gifted me one of those spiralizers. And then we started to make zucchini spaghetti, because you just put through. I don't know if you've used one of those before, Amanda, but the kids had so much fun. It was like playing with Play-Doh, you know, because you put it in one end, you twist the handle, and the zucchini comes out the other end looking like a noodle. And all of a sudden, now zucchini is a favorite in my house. So
yes, I agree. That device is amazing. My family were pasta eaters, and you know, I thought this is going to be a tough switch, but the whole family says, yes, let's do the zucchini, and partially because they can, you know, get involved and play with the spiralizer like that.
Yeah, it's funny how much fun they can have in the kitchen. And then, like you said, one thing that you said that really perked up my ears, which I think is so true, is if you let them do things and take ownership, they will be proud of the results and more likely to eat it. And like you said, unfortunately, is our human nature to never want to be wrong. So they're not going to admit it if it didn't come out quite perfectly. They're just going to eat it and enjoy it. Isn't that the same experience you've had in your house?
Oh, yes. That's definitely the same experience.
Well, I think we're ready to talk recipes. Do you have a really fun veggie-filled recipe to share with us today?
We have several on our website at Produce for Kids. Actually, we have over 250 at this point.
Wow.
But all of our recipes, when they're being developed, we make sure that they're, you know, easy and family-friendly, so that parents aren't a short-order chef making several different meals. So one of the favorites on our site, we have a sweet potato sloppy joe recipe. Which Ooh. Is really great, because that's that traditional sloppy joe incorporating sweet potatoes. We have
That sounds really, really good. And we're almost out of time, so I want to send everybody to the website. That's produce4kids.com. Look for the recipe that Amanda just told you about, and check on our website too. We'll make sure we'll provide you some links to that on our Facebook as well. Remember, you can always listen to us on radiomd.com. Thanks for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.